about this shit and...
Thank you.
blessings. Blessings on blessings on blessings. Nodding. I still hold my head high.
Thanksgiving. All righty, Montreal. This is it. This is it. You know when it comes to holiday Sunday, no holiday is complete without the Boom Boom Time crew. Welcome to Boom Boom Time, the show that brings you the
oldies, old culture, old soccer, lots of old R&B, traditional funk, lots of old reggae.
I am.
You are Sister B.
And you are?
DJ Sean.
He is?
Angel.
Flop, 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 flop. Good afternoon, Montreal. Good afternoon. On this worldwide, well, we call it Thanksgiving, right?
Thanksgiving. That's well, a Thanksgiving big, a big in holiday, these parts.
You guys
parts.
Call it in these parts, right?
Yeah, these parts, in these
all right,
parts.
All right. But we do celebrate Thanksgiving in a different realm. You know, we thanks. You know, we give thanks. We give thanks. I, you know, since I come up here, I fall in with all the... But you guys, Thanksgiving. But in the islands, when we do Thanksgiving, it goes with, you know, we go with prayers. And...
Okay, so what's different?
We give out bags, you know, like when we go out... you're going to see the kids with, you know, a little brown bag with all the goodies. But it's mostly like, yeah, a Baptist, like prayers. Like, you know, when something happened, like if a person's sick and he get better or you reach a certain mileage in your life that you want to give thanks, maybe like you're celebrating you reach a big 50th birthday when the doctor tell you you could only reach 20. But yet you reach 50, yeah, we celebrate that thanks.
That's so it's sort of like our any event where whatever it is we're keeping, we do kind of give thanks. And when you leave with a bag.
No, you're not necessarily leave with a bag. The bag is more for the kids because that's where we do the goodies. You know, all the
so then all the adults who are leaving where they are now today to leave with a two-hand swinging.
No, they leave
with
the
bag.
They leave with the bag too, but mostly the adults, they when they get the bag, they're going to take it home for their kids who probably couldn't attend, right? So that's what they do. I mean, like if we go to a Thanksgiving, we call it, you know, Thanksgiving prayers, right? And I see it celebrate here too. I also see people doing Thanksgiving prayers here, also in Montreal, too.
So it's different from a lime.
No, that's not a lime. That's
it's different.
Typical.
That's what
yeah,
I'm saying.
It's different. Yeah, that's spiritual. That's spiritual, deep in the ancestors. That is spiritual. That's real spiritual.
But isn't it? You know, because one of the prayers out of the Bible, or it's an instruction, or a call to action, where two or three are gathered in my name. So if you're with your tribe, presumably your tribe or the majority of your tribe are going to be of the same spirituality. And when I say that, because I was thinking about it today. I don't know why it came up to me today, that there are many paths. They are, you know, Jehovah Witness practice one way, Catholic practice one way, Buddhist practice another way. And so I all see that as a path converging to the truth, that spiritual force, life force. Some people call him Yahweh, some people call him God. So presumably within your tribe, you are following different paths, because hopefully that is the thing that binds you together. It doesn't always have to be work. And so if I'm keeping a birthday party, my tribe is there, typically, and maybe not usually in children's birthday parties, but before the meal, somebody offers up a prayer. And I'm no way diminishing what a prayers is, because a prayers could be for something specific. But wherever we always gather as a people, there are elements that are similar. I think 2-3 weeks ago, when I went to Randy's Rosh Hashanah, you know, when it's anything, you try to look for what is familiar to you. And oftentimes, you see many similarities. So I was explaining Thanksgiving to some neighbors when I was walking to church. And, you know, she's, oh, you're going to church? I said, yes, for Thanksgiving. And she said, what is this Thanksgiving? And I explained it to her. And, she got it. And then we went along. So I think, because we give thanks every day, that's the biggest thing. We perhaps place more emphasis today, but any value from any particular holiday, you're supposed to be practicing those values all the time. And the specific day is where you focus on it, penny it, really, really penny it and bring it forth. That's why people say, don't forget the reason for the season. I don't know if any of this makes sense to you. You're looking at me as if I'm crazy.
No. I just wanted to know how you explain the Thanksgiving to the lady. That's what I wanted to know.
Because I wanted to know.
Exactly like how I just did. I said we give thanks every day, but you concentrate more. This is the time you take stock, penny it, penetrate it more. If you give thanks or concentrate on your blessings, you played blessing songs earlier, the Nadia Batson tune where you say, blessings and blessings and blessings, right?
Mm-hmm.
Counting my blessings, blessings, yeah. Well, you count your blessings every day. Every time you get up, you give thanks for the day. So on Thanksgiving, you give thanks for all of it. You really give thanks. That makes sense to you?
Yeah. It makes. I'm not saying it makes sense to me, but is it the same purpose of Thanksgiving that Canada celebrates? Like, or Canada celebrating? What you talking about? Is it that what Canada celebrating for Thanksgiving?
I think if we look at most Thanksgivings, and it was a construct probably out of the Americans. But what is similar to us is that harvest time. And I think when Caribbean nationals migrated here, it falls along the time of giving thanks for the harvest, which Canadians and farmers do when you gather everything that you had sown. Time to reap. That's in Ecclesiastes. So I think whether everybody dots all the I's and cross all the T's and recognize what they're doing. And that was a sermon in church today, right? recognize what it is you're doing. Like when you say thanks, right? Thanks has become a throwaway word of politeness, right? That are you really giving thanks or are you being polite because you're supposed to say thanks? So the time is to really give thanks. So I can't speak for all Canadians and what they celebrate. Mm. I don't even know if they celebrate or recognize the harvest. I know that a lot of people, this is for them almost the start of the, in Quebec, le culturel rentrée, the beginning, the opening of the cultural time, plays open, museum exhibits, which are always open, but they make sure for the cultural rentrée, the season, the opening of the season, where you are reaping what you sowed, right? It is a beginning for many people. So I can't speak to what other people, I just know for me. Every time I was picking them little cherry tomato off, oh gosh, I was really giving thanks when I'm in the car and I drive up and I see the roads open. Whoa, you're reaping what you sow. And that's why I sort of think that we do it all the time. But just in case, you give it a little funny thanks. Thanksgiving serves the purpose of giving a real thank you. Real.
And Storm, what are you giving thanks for?
I'm giving thanks for Mommy.
Okay. Mm.
And who else?
I'm giving thanks for Mommy.
Yeah, go ahead. What are you giving thanks for? What do you want to be at the thanks for you and yourself?
I just want to give thanks for all my friends, Mommy, Daddy, my sisters, my nephew, my niece, everybody who's been a part of my life. I have to big up Maddie because he's been my best friend. I have to big up Nat and all my friends and family.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let me ask you, is only when you're coming up to your birthday, because he mentioned that in your sermon today, right? Whereby, why, you only come in to come give thanks because you want more of what you've been getting. But are you really giving thanks for the relationship? And sometimes relationships deliver, yes, you get something from the relationship, but it's a two-way thing. Is it only, I give it thanks for that, it's like your mama guy in the relationship, or you're taking the relationship for granted? Are you really giving thanks for this two-way relationship and out of which your blessings flow? Right? A lot of people feel the job where they have, the material wealth that they have, just come from only hard work. But where is the impetus, the strength, the bounty, everything coming from?
Well, that's it. Well, Montreal, I know it's Thanksgiving. Whatever you celebrate, however you celebrate your Thanksgiving, you always have to make sure you need thanks. Give big, big thanks for life. Because
every day,
all day, thanks, give thanks for life. That's what we do. We celebrate life on this CKUT 90.3 FM, Boom Boom Time. And we're going to do some music. Then we come back with, we lost our Lord. Oh, yeah, old soul, old Calypsonian boy. Everybody know, but who don't know that explainer pass? You know, I guess you guys probably on a rock
or something. Is he just explainer? He's not mighty explainer.
No.
Or he's just
explainer.
The explainer.
Yes.
Wow. Calypsonian explainer died. The news fell 2 p.m. on Friday. And everybody been playing explainer music That's our next
discussion we had to talk about. Well, that's for our next show. Why, when you know somebody died, we all jump on the music. Play. I mean, not to say we don't play the music, but especially when they die, oh yeah, man, we play music like crazy.
But I think it's almost like you think about the person more.
Yeah.
When you know they're gone, maybe it's a desperate attempt to hang on to the memory or. You're touched. Okay, another show. All right. What you playing? DJ Storm.
DJ Storm. We're going to turn on the wheels and steels to DJ Storm. DJ Storm, you do your do.
We're going to play some explainer music?
Yeah. We're going to. Okay. I'm going to get some explainer music. All right, this is DJ Storm. Enjoy the Thanksgiving. I guess Sister P and herself going, I need some turkey.
You eat a turkey?
That's why I had to laugh.
Break away.
Time to see some bottom rolling. Break
away.
Want to
feel right and ready. If police lock me up in a band, I wind into the station. Both Trinidad and Tobago, I'm hearing.
me lover. I have to mention in my confession to you, me lover. And must discuss what we should and shouldn't do. Messing up with mine. See how we messing up with mine. I tell you no. Let's have a good, good time. No, no, me lover, me lover. Let's have a good, good time. No, lover. Let's have a good, good time.
And try to bring the whole Caribbean to so much other people dream come true. It's time that you realize that party people is people too. So no, 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 this party can't done. Black man, your fans having fun. Black man jam another one. This party can't done, this party can't done.
All right, that was DJ Storm holding on. So at this time, yes, we're going to do a little tribute. That's a little tribute to Wilson Rollins, the explainer.
Nah, man.
Take that.
Your hand too fast. Don't feel me, Ross. Aye. No, rewind back. Reverse back. Give me a little volume there.
Awo!
Don't feel me, Ross. 1970 what? I was a little girl. Must be the 70s when all those people want to touch your hair.
In a party one Saturday night, met this Rasta sister looking tight, dressing khaki and she looked swanky. So I decided, well, I must rap to she. I said, greeting. She said, hey, like really, let's burn something.
Soca tonight.
My
I want to hear more soca tonight.
And
When I work all week, I just build a vibration. So I want soca to ease up the tension. Sister, and go higher and higher
with this song.
Then we dancing back to back, shaking like a shak shak.
Give me plenty soca tonight. I want to hear more soca tonight.
DJ,
run me with your soca tonight.
Jai from Toronto,
jam me with your soca tonight.
Man,
give me, oh, plenty.
Enjoy giving thanks for Miss Palmer. All right? Thank you. I know. right, Sister PC, get us some women. Thanks, give thanks to Miss Palmer too. Is that right? All right,
Dara. I said what I said.
Well, I ain't
not okay. Me.
Not you, right?
I just cost Miss Palmer.
Oh, yeah. Why, Miss Palmer? Miss Palmer causing trouble.
Miss Palmer? Hey.
Because I'm Miss Palmer, we get this.
You know this I've been playing a couple of times, eh?
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
No man, pull it up, lift it up, lift it up, lift it up, stick. Lift it up and stick, Angel. No sir, lift it up, stick. Listen to me. Every year, you know the day before you go on vacation is the toughest day. And one of the last things you do before you leave, you type in your out-of-office message on your emails. You also record your voicemail message. Hi, this is Pat Dillon. I'll be away from February this to February that. In my absence, please call so-and-so, so-and-so. Well, I never used to put on the music on the voicemail, but I used to type in what it is I type. Please email such and such at this, that, .com. And underneath, I used to put a URL link. And when you click the link, this is what you get. Because by the time they get it, I'm making my way to Trudeau.
Hey, CK290.3 FM.
What you said?
Explain now.
90.3 FM, boom boom time.
Yes.
Taxi. Airport Dorval. Who named Lauren?
Miss Palmer.
Miss Palmer.
Miss Palmer.
Lauren Palmer.
Hey.
Lauren, you better wake up. I need a jet plane. So take me nonstop. I can't stay in New York City when there's sunshine and fun in my country. Lions is the place with the jamming, with Kalyan and Charlie's roots clashing. Everyone happy partying, and I'm freezing. Fire.